AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A suspect's been named in connection with the mysterious slaying of three members of a wealthy Washington, D.C. family and their housekeeper. The bodies found after their house was set on fire last week. The housekeeper's husband told WJLA-TV that he couldn't get through to his wife by phone.
And every time I called the phone, it was just going straight to the voicemail.
The suspect, still at large, is identified as 34-year-old Darren Dillon Wint. 6,000 gallons of oil have been collected at just the start of a huge California oil spill cleanup. Coast Guard Captain Jennifer Williams says the oil is spreading along the Santa Barbara area coast.
The oil slick that's out there, it's traveled in several directions. It's not a perfect square. It's not a perfect triangle, but it's about 9 square miles of oil that's impacted the waterways, and it will continue to disperse over time.
California farmers who hold rights to water that date back as far as the gold rush are bracing for their first state-ordered conservation in decades. A record drought is prompting some of the deepest cuts yet in the country's most productive agricultural state. Islamic State militants have overrun the famed archaeological site at Palmyra just hours after seizing the central Syrian town. Activists and officials are concerned the extremists might destroy some of the priceless ruins, as they've done in neighboring Iraq. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, the most libertarian-leaning of the major Republican presidential contenders, dominated the Senate floor from 1:18 to 11:49 p.m. yesterday, speaking against the National Security Agency's mass collection of phone data without warrants.
We're talking about an enormous amount of information. We're talking about all of your phone records all of the time.
It was the second time in 2 years that Paul has used a marathon Senate speech to draw attention to a pet issue. This is AP Radio News. Last night was the last time that fans could hear this.
From a magical place not found on any map, it's The Late Show with David Letterman.
At the top of the show, David Letterman got a 2-minute standing ovation. Then some of his favorite celebs delivered the final top 10 list. He presented a sampling of vintage clips. And he signed off after 33 years of the late night shows simply...
For the last time on a television program, thank you and good night.
Sound courtesy Worldwide Pants. The Cleveland Cavaliers opened their NBA Eastern Conference Series in Atlanta with a 97-89 win over the Hawks. Cavs guard J.R. Smith made 8 three-point shots.
Once I start shooting, whether I make or miss, everybody just tells me to keep shooting, so it's a great situation.
He had 28 points, LeBron James 31. The Rolling Stones rocked a small club in L.A. last night, a preview of their North American Stadium Tour. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.